Welcome to our deep dive today. We're going to be exploring nanoparticle catalysts.
Tiny particles, big reaction.
Exactly. And I've got your notes here talking about increased surface area, selective catalysis, energy conversion, greener synthesis.
Yeah, a lot to unpack there, a lot of potential and a lot of different fields.
Okay, so first things first. Why are these nanoparticles such powerful catalysts in the first place?
Well, it really comes down to surface area. You know, if you think about how a sugar cube dissolves so much slower than granulated sugar.
Right, because the granulated sugar has way more surface area exposed to the water.
Precisely. And nanoparticles, they take this to an entirely new level. I mean, because they're so incredibly small, there's just this massive amount of surface area available for reactions.
So it's almost like instead of having a small team working on something, you've got an entire stadium full of people.
That's a great analogy. More workers, more space for those reactions to happen. And that's why nanoparticles can speed things up so dramatically.
Now, your notes also mention this idea of selective catalysis.
Oh, right. Yes.
What's that all about?
Well, because of their size, we can actually engineer these nanoparticles to catalyze very specific reactions, like at the molecular level.
So instead of just speeding up any reaction, they can be designed to target just the ones we want.
Exactly. Like, imagine a catalyst that only facilitates the production of a specific drug molecule, minimizing all the side effects.
That's incredible. I mean, that could really revolutionize drug development.
It really could. And it's not just limited to medicine. That kind of precision is valuable in all sorts of fields.
Speaking of which, I see energy conversion mentioned here.
Oh, absolutely. Nanoparticle catalysts, they're being explored for how they can enhance energy conversion efficiency, like in fuel cells, for example.
So we're talking about cleaner, more sustainable energy sources then.
Exactly. They can actually facilitate the reactions that convert chemical energy into electricity, which paves the way for these next generation fuel cells.
This is all very promising, but are there any downsides to using nanoparticles in these applications?
Well, it's important to understand their long-term effects, you know? So researchers are really looking into the environmental and health impacts to ensure everything's safe and responsible.
So lots of potential, but we need to make sure we're using this technology carefully.
Absolutely. Responsible innovation is key here. Balancing the benefits while mitigating the risks.
Makes sense. Now, we've talked about increased surface area, selective catalysis, and energy conversion, but what about greener synthesis? How do nanoparticles contribute to that?
Ah, yes. Well, that's another area where nanoparticles are making a big difference. See, by enabling these more efficient and selective reactions, they can help reduce waste and minimize the use of harsh chemicals in industrial processes.
So it's kind of like trading in a clunky polluting factory for a sleek, efficient one.
Exactly. Nanoparticle catalysts are paving the way for greener, more sustainable manufacturing. And that's crucial for the planet.
This is also fascinating. These tiny particles really do seem to have the potential to revolutionize so many industries.
They really do. And we're only just beginning to scratch the surface of what they can do. The future of nanoparticle catalysis is incredibly exciting.
Yeah, and one area where that's really clear is in fuel cells.
Oh, right. You mentioned those earlier.
Yeah.
Those are basically like batteries that never run out, right?
Sort of. I mean, they convert chemical energy directly into electricity. So they can run as long as you keep giving them fuel.
And nanoparticles are helping make those fuel cells more efficient.
Absolutely. I mean, one of the big challenges with fuel cells has been finding good catalysts for those energy conversion reactions.
Hmm.
And as we've been talking about nanoparticles, well, they're amazing catalysts.
Because of that huge surface area they have.
Exactly. But it's not just about surface area, you see. We can actually tailor their properties to work best for specific types of fuel cells.
So it's like you wouldn't use a hammer to screw in a light bulb.
Exactly. By adjusting the size, the shape, the composition of the nanoparticles, we can create catalysts that are perfect for each job. That's incredible. What kind of improvements are we talking about here? How much more efficient can these fuel cells become?
Well, research has shown that nanoparticles can boost fuel cell performance significantly. I mean, in some cases, we're talking about efficiency increases of 20% or even more.
Wow, that's huge. What would that actually look like in practice?
Well, think about it. Fuel cell-powered cars with much longer ranges, or your phone or laptop, could last for days on a single charge.
And all of that while being cleaner for the environment, since fuel cells produce very few emissions.
Exactly. Nanoparticle catalysts are a big part of making fuel cell technology a real alternative to those old combustion engines, a big step towards a more sustainable future.
It really sounds like these tiny particles are changing how we think about energy.
They are, and it's not just transportation either. I mean, think portable power generators, industrial processes, even space exploration.
The possibilities seem endless. But what about the practical side of things? I mean, are there any challenges to actually using these nanoparticle catalysts in fuel cells on a large scale?
Well, of course, there are always challenges when you move from the lab to the real world. One of the big ones is cost, actually. Some of the most effective nanoparticle catalysts use precious metals, like platinum, which can get pricey.
So finding cheaper materials is important.
It is, and researchers are doing a lot of work on that, looking for alternative materials that can provide the same catalytic activity but at a lower cost. And they're making progress.
That's good to hear. Are there any other challenges to scaling up the production of these catalysts?
Well, another thing is making sure the synthesis of the nanoparticles is consistent. We need to be able to create them with very specific properties, but on a large scale. And that requires a lot of control over the manufacturing process.
Sounds tricky.
It is. But luckily, advances in nanotechnology are making it more and more possible to produce these nanoparticles with exactly the right characteristics and in large quantities.
That's great. And how about safety? Are there any concerns about using nanoparticles in fuel cells?
It's a fair question. With any new technology, it's super important to assess the risks. So researchers are actively looking into the long-term environmental and health impacts to make sure they're used safely and responsibly.
So basically, we need to be cautious and prioritize safety as we explore the potential of these amazing little particles.
Exactly. Responsible innovation, you know? We need to understand both the good and the bad of any new technology, especially when it's something as powerful as nanotechnology.
Well said. This has been fascinating. I'm excited to see what new discoveries come out in the fuel cell field in the future.
Me too. It's such a rapidly evolving field. Who knows what we'll be talking about in our next deep dive?
Well, and speaking of revolutionizing industries, we were also talking about greener synthesis earlier.
Ah, yes, green chemistry.
Right.
That's where it's not just about efficiency anymore, it's about sustainability, you know, minimizing waste and the environmental impact during the whole chemical process.
Right. Can you explain a bit more about how nanoparticle catalysts fit into that idea of green chemistry?
Yeah, they're really at the heart of it. I mean, think about traditional chemical manufacturing. You often need high temperatures, harsh solvents, and you end up creating a bunch of byproducts you don't want.
Yeah, not exactly eco-friendly.
Right. But nanoparticle catalysts, because they're so efficient and selective, well, they let us do those same reactions under much milder conditions.
So lower temperatures, less waste, fewer toxic ingredients.
That's the idea. It's like imagine switching from an old wood-burning fireplace to a really efficient electric heater. You get the same result heat, but without all the pollution.
I like that. So are there any real-world examples of this happening, like industries where these greener processes are already being used?
Oh, definitely. One big one is pharmaceutical manufacturing, you know, making those complex drug molecules used to involve these long, multi-step processes, creating tons of waste.
Yeah, I can add it.
But now we're seeing these nanoparticle catalysts that can really streamline those syntheses, making the whole thing much more eco-friendly.
So, medications with a smaller footprint on the planet. Are there other examples in other industries?
Absolutely. Another great example is in making polymers, you know, plastics and all that. Traditionally, that involved using a lot of harmful solvents and catalysts.
That's good.
Nope. But with nanoparticle catalysts, well, we can now create those same polymers in a much greener way. Some processes even use water as a solvent.
So it's not just about making better products, it's about making them better.
Exactly. And this whole shift toward greener synthesis, it's really picking up steam across a lot of industries. It's becoming less about just following the rules and more about realizing that sustainable practices are actually good for business and for the environment.
That's great to hear. So, from making fuel cells more efficient to helping create greener manufacturing, it seems like nanoparticle catalysts are playing a big part in a more sustainable future.
Yeah, they offer this amazing toolkit for tackling some of our biggest challenges, you know, energy, pollution, even making those life-saving medications in a way that's better for the planet.
You know, what's really fascinating to me is how something so tiny can have such a huge impact. It's like we're uncovering this whole hidden world of possibilities.
And we're really just at the beginning. There's so much more to explore and discover with these nanoparticles. Who knows what amazing applications we'll be talking about in our next deep dive.
Well, I'm excited to find out. You've certainly given us a lot to think about today. Thanks for taking the time to share your expertise with us.
It's been my pleasure. And to all our listeners out there, I hope this has sparked your curiosity about the amazing world of nanoparticle catalysts. Keep asking those questions and never stop exploring.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Until next time, keep those questions swirling.